Yes, so let us get into...
Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Yes, so today in Southern Cross, I'm talking to the AUT Pacific Media Centre's reporter, Rahul Batarai, and Lani Sittergate. So, yes, we're talking about all the things going on with the Pacific. My first time doing the Pacific Cross, but, you know, should be interesting. So, apparently, the topics we're talking about are Prime Minister Ardern's position on Nauru's refugee nationals women's conference that happened on Saturday, and whether where former Prime Minister Helen Clark was the keynote speaker, and the struggles of a Filipino migrant. So, Rahul, Prime Minister Ardern has reaffirmed that New Zealand is still open for taking refugees from Nauru and Manus Island, and she's going to be on the Pacific Island Forum. And what did she specify as a date? What do you think might happen?
Yeah. Look, so basically what happened was at the press conference at AUT a few days ago, while she was opening our new building, the busy building, on the press conference, Prime Minister spoke about that. She said that our stance for taking in 150 refugees from Nauru and Manus Island is still there. Because Australia has a better grip in Nauru and Manus Island, we're unable to get those people in. So regardless of what she is saying, that stance, that our offer to bring them in is basically does not have any weight to it. If New Zealand really wants to bring those refugees in, we have to go through United Nations, the special branch UNHCR, the United Nations Refugee Agency. And if we take that channel, we are more likely to bring the refugees in straight away. The process will start immediately. Mm-hmm. But right now, Australia is not releasing those refugees because they think their refugees are going to use New Zealand as a backdoor to get back into Australia. So that's been happening. And at the moment, from 3rd of September to 6th of September, there is a Pacific Island Forum that is going on. And there are about 18 countries that are going to be in Nauru. So that's the thing you see. There's a Pacific Island Forum, 49th Forum, happening in Nauru. And many regard Nauru as simply a client of state of Canberra, because the refugee camps in Nauru are the Australian refugee camps, pretty much, and Australia is paying Nauru a lot of money, and Nauru has sort of suppressed media as well.
And will Australia be at the forum?
Yeah, the Prime Minister is not. Australian Prime Minister is not going, but I think he has sent his foreign minister or someone. I'm not too sure, but yeah, they're going to be there. Definitely, they are the biggest donor of the forum. So, yeah, in the Pacific, so they will definitely be there.
And we think it's probably unlikely that we'll be getting the refugees then?
Well, that is the hope. That's what we're trying to... that's what we want the Prime Minister to talk about, bring them here, because they are really suffering. And I think I read somewhere in one of the newspapers that people were committing suicide and self-harm. The kids were committing suicide and self-harm because life is pretty much hopeless in there.
Shocking.
It's terrible.
Yeah. But Helen Clark was the keynote speaker at the National Council of Women in Auckland on Saturday, and she spoke about the dangers of high unemployment on Solomon Island. What is the situation there like, and how bad is it?
So basically, it's a high youth unemployment in the Solomon Islands, that 82% of the people, youth, are unemployed. And it is not just about Solomon Islands, there are high youth unemployment in lots of different parts of the world, especially in underdeveloped or developing countries. Situation there is pretty bad, and I think Helen Clark wants us to sort of rethink how our aid program is structured. And that was actually a conference where she spoke a lot about a feminism issue as well.
Is there terribly much we can do to sort of with our influence to change this?
Well, we could definitely review some of the things, just like, for example, I think we had this is Helen Clark. She said that New Zealand used to invest its aid program in places like Thailand, for example, in the country's agriculture. So if New Zealand does something like that in Solomon Islands and sort of bring up the agriculture, at least one part of the economy is sorted, and that would help those people. And a lot of youth, that they are full of ideas, they're full of imaginations, full of creativity, but they do not have a place to vent due to poor economic status of the country. And if New Zealand sort of helps them in agriculture, because our agriculture, horticulture is pretty good here, isn't it? So if we help them out, maybe that's a start.
And I mean, how bad is what is the percentage of the unemployed youth?
82% unemployed.
82%.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what it is here, but it's surely not anywhere near that.
I think our employment is about 82%.
Yeah.
I would assume, but yeah, 82% is a horrible, horrible stat.
And is it sort of, as you were saying, this is not just in the Solomon Islands. A lot of Pacific countries struggle with youth unemployment.
Yes, but I think in the Pacific, Solomon Islands is worse right now. Mm. PNG is not far behind. I think PNG is horrible. Also, West Papua is terrible as well. And even in Africa, there are places it's terrible.
And Sri Krishnamurti,
yes.
One of the reporters at Pacific Media Center, is in Fiji to cover on the speculated election. Have you had any updates from him yet?
Yeah, I did speak to Sri just a moment ago before I came here. He said that he was still trying to settle into Fiji and trying to get all of his contacts to report on it. However, he did tell me that the election date for Fiji has still not been confirmed. So, in order, there are some criteria that Fijian government has sort of set for the journalists to make while reporting. So they don't get in trouble, the journalists don't get in trouble. That is, the first one is that their news story has to be balanced, accurate, and lack of fear. However, Fiji does not have many experienced journalists in there, and they are being underpaid. The quality of journalism is not too high, so chances of journalists making a rookie mistake is quite high, so that is sort of risky for their life. And apart from a few journalists like Nasik Swami and Geraldine Panafasa, the journalism quality in Fiji is not that great.
So are there many sort of foreign journalists covering this?
Yeah, well, thing is, Sri is one of the foreign journalists, but I'm not too sure if there are many other journalists from other parts of the world who are there. I would assume there should be someone from at least Australia or some of the islands, but again, Fiji has sort of strict media law and... I'm not too sure.
I can imagine. So, Lani, you wrote an article based on a documentary about a Filipino migrant family's struggle. Could you speak to us about their situation?
Yeah, cool. So, a communications student over at AUT, Ira Lee, she recently created a documentary called A Migrant Story. And that was basically following... a man who immigrated to New Zealand. His name's Anthony Alonso, and he's a skilled painter. And so he came over to New Zealand to, you know, earn a living and provide money and send it back to his family in the Philippines. And so Ira really wanted to do this documentary because she herself is an immigrant, and so this is something that's quite close to home for her. And she said that, you know, coming from the Philippines, a lot of Filipino people are quite closed off when it comes to talking about their journeys. So she really wanted to put a face to the statistics because a lot of the time in mainstream media, you don't get a lot of the personal stories behind the immigrants. She also said that... in New Zealand, a lot of the time, immigrants do face, you know, issues of racism and exclusion.
Certainly.
But she said she was fortunate enough that she didn't get to experience any of that herself. But, you know, just following the story of Anthony, she said that it did, you know, highlight a few issues. And she's really excited that she got to tell his story. She said that, you know, there's not a lot of the Filipino... in mainstream news, there isn't a lot for the Filipino community. So obviously they have their own news outlets and their own newspapers and that. But, you know, being a journalism student herself, she hopes to, you know, put a lot of those stories out there in the near future. But, you know, she's also saying that, you know, she's got to ensure that she puts her personal biases aside at the end of the day. Yeah.
Great. Well, it certainly sounds like an interesting watch. So thank you both so much for...
And also just a quick note that all the stories that we spoke today are up on asiapacificreport.nz. If you guys want to follow through, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I recommend you give those a read. They are certainly very interesting. Yes, but thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Now, let us just...
That was the Southern Cross.